can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
After losing the ability to read, it is now the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, word-free entirely.
I don't think so.
Written word.
No.
Featuring Jordan, Mariano, and Keith.
Keith, yes.
There we go.
Yes. What's going on?
How did that one feel, guys, intro-wise?
It was interesting.
That was a good one. Yeah.
It was interesting.
Keeping it fresh isn't always keeping it great, but at least it's fresh.
Yes, that's true. Happy Friday, people. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yeah. Speaking of keeping it fresh, we have two movies that are coming out, one being the Midnight Special, and also we can't forget
Nine Lives.
In
the box office right now with Kevin Spacey,
Garner,
Christopher Walken, and Robbie Amell. Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody know a good Christopher Walken impression?
No.
That's, you gotta be professional for that, bro.
Can't do it either. Yeah.
I know, but he's awesome.
I think I can do it when I'm a little tipsy.
I can watch him in anything. I love Christopher Walken. One of my favorite actors, actually.
Yeah?
He cracks me up.
Craig Gass does a great Christopher Walken impression. He's a comedian.
I have to check that out, yeah. Some people do him well, yeah. I have to check that
out. It's fun to see people. It's kind of like Schmeagle Gollum, except for I actually enjoy it when people do a good one.
Yes.
Whenever you have a good Gollum impression, it's going to be annoying no matter how perfect it is at this point.
So let's start off with the box office movie, Nine Lives, starring Kevin Spacey. Like I said, Jennifer Garner plays his wife. Christopher Walken's Mr. Perkins, and his cute daughter is played by Melina Weissman.
Has she done anything before? Or is this her breakout role?
She is known for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she played young Supergirl in the TV series, you know, before she got bigger and became, you know, Supergirl full on.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but so I thought she was great in this film. I liked her chemistry with Kevin Spacey and with Jennifer Garner. Nine Lives. So let's get to this film.
This movie was awful.
So
it's directed Kevin Spacey.
Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, who is also known for.
Did you say Seinfeld?
Barry Sonnenfeld or Sonnenfeld.
Sonnenfeld.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been around for a little bit. You know, he's done his thing. He
directed Men in Black and
yes,
yeah, Men in Black.
He directed, was it all three Men in Blacks?
Sure.
Men in Black, Men in Black 2.
Okay.
Wild Out West, Get Shorty. Yeah, those are the films that he's done. He's produced a lot of films, actually. Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he did do all three Men in Black, looks like. He did Men in Black 3. Yes.
I was right all along, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got credentials. He's done the Men in Blacks, and this is Nine Lives. Kevin Spacey in this movie is this all business, has no time for anybody, you know, basically a guy that needs to learn a lesson in something. And he does that by getting turned into a cat that's half CGI and then just half regular cat at points. So he becomes a cat so he can learn to be a better family man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you think, Mariano?
I didn't like the movie too much.
This movie was so bad.
It was so bad.
This was pretty bad.
It was
one of the worst movies we've watched. Like, here.
I agree, and especially considering the act, Jennifer Garner, Kevin Spacey, Christopher Walken, I expected so much more. Actually, I didn't because this movie looked bad, but what I'm trying to say is these actors can produce.
No, yeah, they're potential. Like,
exactly.
But I know what you mean. Like, when you think of like Jennifer Garner, you think, oh, this is going to be a great movie, you know? Or in any of the people, Christopher Walken, like, oh, all right, I've got a good feeling about this. But with this movie in particular, oh, my gosh. Like,
I mean, just what is the point? So he.
Reminded me of the Shaggy Dog with Tim. What's his name?
Tim Allen?
Tim Allen. There we go. And I saw a trailer of it, and I was like, oh, this is
Shaggy Dog PA, yeah.
Well, it was just weird to me because it's like, wait, so you don't spend enough time with your family, so you're going to be turned into a cat?
Because he hates cats. That's exactly. The big part. That's the joke. It's exactly. So funny.
But and then like the cat puns, I couldn't deal with it.
I hated the cat puns. I felt like they went out of their way to give the cat puns. Yeah. There was this one scene in the movie where they make a joke about a cat scan. And they did it with like this this whole like smile kind of thing as if they were waiting for the audience to start laughing. You know, like, cat scan, get it, guys.
I thought the movie was cute. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It's a family film. Oh, yeah. I didn't have a problem with it at all. I thought it was a cute little movie. I enjoyed Kevin Spacey's his chemistry with his daughter.
I love the fact that this movie just consisted of him complaining about being a cat the entire time. Like, how am I going to do that? I don't have hands. Like how am I going to do that? I don't have ears. And, you know, like human ears. And then he talks to – it's weird because when he does these monologues of, I don't know how I'm going to sit in this chair as a cat, everybody – like all the people around him, the people like that are, you know, actual people – they kind of like stop talking for a second to give him a chance to say something. And then as soon as he's done saying, being a cat sucks, it goes back to them, you know, their normal conversation. And like that also really annoyed
me. Like I said, I thought the film was fine. It was a cute little family film. I enjoyed it. It was cute. I liked the, I liked the chemistry between Kevin Spacey and Melina Weissman. So, and Jennifer Garner did a good job too. So it's cool. I wasn't looking for an Academy Award. I was looking to be entertained, and I was. But once again, I like Christopher Walken too, so I thought he was great. I enjoyed the film. And Mark Consuelos, who is also the famous husband to Kelly Ripa from Kelly and Mike, Regis and Kelly. That's her hubby. He did a great job playing the bad guy. I thought he was good. So yeah, I thought it was a fun film.
Is it just me or was it Tim Allen and the Shaggy Dog but with a cat?
Well, you do understand that that's a remake too. So
yeah, but
the
even
Shaggy
then,
Dog
we,
remake
and not that I'm
remake.
Saying that Shaggy
so
Dog was a good
that,
movie.
It's just like, I'm just letting you know that that's a remake as well.
I'm aware, and I didn't like the Shaggy Dog, but now we can say that this is a remake of a remake of a remake at this point.
Well,
and it
I mean,
do.
But you knew that going into it. So
yeah,
no,
I knew I wasn't going to like it. And
expectations
met.
Well, you don't want to have preconceived notions when you go see a film, but that's fine. But yeah, I thought it was a fun film. So, yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was cute. Like I said, but if it wasn't for Melina Weissman playing his daughter, I probably wouldn't have liked the film. She was great. I think she's going to be a nice, great future star. Like I said, I really enjoyed her role. I thought Robbie Amell did a great job playing the son who was misunderstood, who was hardworking, who needed a chance to shine. So, like I said, there are things about the film that I did like. Like I said, it was a family film. I wasn't looking for an Academy Award. I was looking to be entertained, and I was.
I wasn't, though.
That's fine.
It was a little too much for me. The digital cat, like in slow motion scenes when, you know,
I didn't even notice.
It's kind of like they're like hoping.
I didn't even notice the CGI. I didn't even notice. I hardly ever do.
And he's all like obsessed over cereal. It's just weird to me.
Okay. He was meowing, and when he meowed, his mouth didn't move with it. And at some point, like in the early part of the movie, they kind of touched on about like the possibility of the dead going to the cats in this weird like theory. But they left that alone like the rest of the movie. Like they kind of like presented these questions like,
no, actually, they
what
didn't.
Happens?
Because towards the end, you know, he goes back to the shop.
But yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and
yeah,
the cats
yeah.
are talking to him.
Yeah.
But even then, they were saying like they kind of asked this question like, do the souls of people inhabit the bodies of cats? And that's not something that they really like after death. And that's not something they really kind of touched on
they
beyond
did
the fact
touch
that they
on
put
that.
On that.
They did touch on that.
Well, no, because he was talking to the cats, but the cats were always cats. It wasn't like
no,
they used to
you
be
You might
humans.
Have to watch it again.
I am telling you.
No. They did touch on that. You were, yeah.
What do you think, Mariano?
So you guys don't like the film. Okay, so.
No.
All right, so what's your rating for it? That's fine. What's your rating for it?
2.5.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7. So
you wow. say that this movie was nearly as good as Suicide Squad. It was
just fun. It was a fun little film. Like I said, it was a cute family film. If it wasn't for the daughter, I wouldn't have enjoyed the movie. The daughter, the cat, Kevin Spacey, all that made for a good film for me. I enjoyed it. And then some of the things the cat did when he saw his ex-wife, I enjoyed that too. So, you know. Like I said, it was a fun film.
I don't know. Man, it was a mess.
Well, so bad.
I feel like Miranda, it feels like you're on the verge of saying something, but you just keep shaking your head.
And that's why there's three of us, so that's good. So 2 against 1, I'm okay with that. You guys don't recommend the film? That's fine. No worries. That's the lowest rating I've ever seen you guys give.
I think two is pretty generous.
That's funny.
You gave that half. You didn't have to do that.
I think there are films that deserve that rating, and this wasn't one of them, but that's fine.
Yeah, well,
but the films I think deserve that rating are films that you guys probably like, so it's all good.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out as the show keeps going on. But on that note, this was a perfect time for a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about Midnight Special.
Yes.
And then our wrap-up. So you guys stay tuned.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We just covered
Nine Lives,
yeah.
Where Jordan and Mariano basically slaughtered the film. That's fine.
Seven lives to go.
That was cool. I like that.
I saw a trailer for this movie, I think for The Jungle Book, when we were first starting this podcast, and I thought, oh man, there's going to be some downsides to having to review this. And I was open to being like pleasantly surprised. I come in with preconceived notions, but that doesn't that doesn't take control of like my thoughts for the movie. But this one, oh man, so
it's all good.
Yeah, so that was our review. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And next up, we have Midnight Special.
Yes. So this is a film. Basically, this film is on DVD now?
Yeah.
Yeah, for rent. So this is a story about a boy who is taken away from his home, and he's on the run. And there are people, all kinds of people, who are looking for him. The government and the religious.
Is it a special group. Boy?
Well, yeah, he is. Well, you didn't let me get to that. So, yeah, I mean, he. There are people who are looking for him. Like I said, the government. And the religious group that he once lived with, they're looking for him because they think that he's a prophet who's going to take them to another place. And he's on the run, you find out, with his father, actually. And the boy has special powers, and you don't know why. You know, is he, Jesus Christ reborn? I mean, what is he?
Yeah,
and that's what the story, and that's what you have to watch the film to find out what he is. I don't understand why they call it Midnight Special. Do you?
What do you got, Mariano?
I don't either, actually, but
does help to get that song stuck in your head, though, right? That the Midnight Special? No?
No.
No, for me it works.
So Michael Shannon plays his father named Roy, his biological father. Joel Egerton plays Lucas, Michael's best friend from childhood. Kirsten Dunst plays Sarah, his mom. And Adam Driver plays Mr. Sevier, who is a government agent.
You may know Adam Driver from the bad guy in Star Wars.
Kylo Ren, yes.
There you go.
Darth Vader's, grandson. So he did a good job with that. Now, this film is directed by Jeff Nichols, who has also directed, check this out, Loving, Take Shelter, Shotgun Stories, and one of my all-time favorite cult classics here, people don't hear much about, Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, Mud was a good movie.
That's a good
Reese Witherspoon.
Movie.
Yes. I haven't seen Mud.
Dude, it's good.
I'm sorry, and Mud, I feel like, bro, I know what you said, but did you say cult classics or cult classics?
Cult classic.
Okay.
A new cult classic. Mud was dope. Yeah, so he directed that. So, yeah, so basically, Jeff Nichols is no joke. Good director. Midnight Special. Mariano, your thoughts on this film?
Midnight Special, it started off a little hard for me to kind of comprehend it because it just jumped straight in.
I had to watch it again, yeah. I went back and I just to kind of get my bearings on the movie. I didn't expect it to be so – have so many plots to points to it, you know?
Uh-huh. I didn't have to watch the whole thing again, but I kind of went back for a little
–
Yeah, it was me too.
The movie did a real good job, I think, of being kind of gripping and like suspenseful. I like the whole religious group aspect. I thought that the movie was a little original because that's creepy. You know,
wasn't it?
Because you don't know, like they get the kid, you don't know what they're gonna do, or, right. You know. And I also like the kind of Smoke and Aces dynamic there, where there was more than one person or more than one group after the same,
yes.
You know, people. The ending was insane. I think it was I really like this movie. I want to give that movie like a.
You're ready,
or should I wait?
Well, you know, let's
yeah, no, hit it.
Jordan, what'd you think of the film?
I liked it. I did. I mean, when we're comparing it right next to Nine Lives, it makes the movie seem that much better. But on its own, there was a lot of points that I found enjoyable and even endearing. It kind of had this, you know, whenever I see like a little boy or something like, you know, magical, I think of like this E.T. moment, you know, where everybody's chasing after this one special thing. And I really liked it. It flowed well with me. It had that E.T. vibe while at the same time being a little bit more adult, you know, oriented, a little bit more serious, more rugged. So this is adult E.T. to me, and I really enjoyed that about it.
That's interesting. Okay, I could see that. Yeah, I thought the film was great. I'm still kind of confused with the ending a little bit, but I did enjoy it. I like the fact that everyone had their preconceived notions on who they thought this kid was and what he was supposed to be.
Like what, superhero?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that.
But he was so much more than what they all thought he was.
I think that's something one of my favorite things about this is everyone had these roles that they put this kid in, and he still is just he's not just a kid, but he is a kid. Like you can't say he's the Messiah. You can't say he's the ultimate weapon.
Yeah, he gave him he gave them all a good whammy, like, it's not what you think I am.
The kid did a great performance at that,
too. He was amazing.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. The chemistry with him and Michael Shannon playing his dad, Roy. You know, Michael Shannon is also the same man who played General Zod famously in Man of Steel. Stole the show in that. He was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he did a good job. Is he the guy that played, is it like Mick Fowley in The Runaways?
I don't know. Yeah, he did. Kim Fowley.
Kim Fowley.
Yeah, yeah, he did. And he's also in
8 Mile.
Steve Buscemi film. Yeah, he's in 8 Mile too. Steve Buscemi TV series, Boardwalk Empire. I believe.
Boardwalk Empire. No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, the HBO TV series.
I'm aware of that one. I'm going to have to just kind of.
But yeah, Michael Shannon's a great actor. So yeah.
He's a good actor. I like his movies.
Yeah. And Joel Edgerton playing Lucas's best friend did a great job. Mm. Yeah, this was written very well, directed very well. I enjoyed it. It's not your average film, and you're right, Jordan. There is some similarities to E.T. You're right,
and it wasn't just
a little darker though, and edgier.
That's
a lot
it.
Darker.
It felt like a darker, edgier Steven Spielberg movie because there was a sense of wonder that it instilled with you, while at the same time adding this level of uncomfortability and suspense. Yeah.
But you almost didn't get that wonder because that didn't come to almost like later.
I feel like they did a good job building up for that. Like I understand what you're saying.
Watching,
like
you know,
you didn't know what was happening, and then it just delivered, and it was kind of like, the drop in a song. You know, it just wow. You know?
Yeah, this is a one of a kind type of film, though, too, in a sense, the way it was done, the way it was directed, just the way everything was just. I mean, see, I don't want to give. Yeah, just even when there's the car driving chasing scene, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
That was towards the beginning. That was surreal. You know, when they were on the run and they were driving in the car and what they did to, you know, while they're on the run. All that was amazing.
Right? So basically, what I was just saying is whenever you see the examples of this boy being, you know, extraordinary, and that was, they did a really great job with effects and they did a great job with making those things look very interesting and captivating. And is that what you're trying to say, Keith?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think I already said that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there were certain key moments in this movie that got my attention from the get-go. So, like I said, the first driving scene where they're on the road, that scene was very riveting in what they did, how they hid from everybody. because I don't want to give it away, but all of that was – I'd never seen that before in the film ever. You know what I'm talking
so you
about?
Think, would you call it groundbreaking, this film, or
– In some ways, yes.
I was going to say, to a degree, yes, actually.
Yes.
I agree with you guys. Yes. I do. I mean, this isn't something that I'm going to say like I'd put the poster on my wall, but I would definitely watch it again. I think I would, actually. I liked it a lot. You guys, you were passionate about it, you'd say?
Yeah, this is an excellent film. It was a different type of story.
It's a well-done sci-fi film.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
That you weren't sure was sci-fi at first. That's what's so good about it.
When I first started watching it,
you're like,
I thought
on?
It was like a kidnapping movie.
Right, but it was so much more than that.
Right.
I'd say out of the four movies that, that we've watched and reviewed this week, I'd say that this was probably my second favorite next to Eye in the Sky. Which I know second sounds like I'm giving less value to the movie, but it was really exceptional. It was something that I could watch again. That is saying a lot because we had a real high marks for Eye in the Sky.
Oh yeah, but I think this film definitely delivers.
I might watch it again tonight.
Yeah, I guess that my only complaint was that towards the end, I was still a little confused.
Really? Do you think that it would kind of clear itself up if you watched it again, or do you think that it's just fundamentally there are things
maybe,
that were confusing about
it? No, I enjoy this film, and I recommend this film highly. It's excellent because it's a one-of-a-kind type of film, I think, the way it was done, the implications for certain characters and certain groups. So, yeah, I mean, just the different implications of things. I mean, you knew what they were talking about. They didn't say it. It was just very clever in how the film was done. I mean, how the story unfolded. Really good. I really enjoyed it. So, and then the aftermath, the people who left the compound and how they felt about leaving the compound. Some people were like, well, I miss it. You know, it was interesting. It was a very interesting film. Yeah, there are so many different themes going on, and they all intertwine quite well.
I think so, too. I really do.
So, yeah, I definitely I recommend this film. I give it a rating of a I'm going to give it a 9, actually.
I will also give it a 9.
Jordan?
You know what? I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
An 8.5, yeah.
Yeah, you're usually like the lower one of our ratings.
I'd like to try to consider what the other movies we rated last time and how I felt about it. And I really liked Eye in the Sky. And I'd say that I liked Eye in the Sky more than this, but this was very tough competition.
I
like
this one more than Eye in the Sky.
Yeah.
So
you gave Eye in the Sky a 10.
But I think they're both – huh?
You gave Eye in the Sky a 10.
Yeah, I did. But the problem – I gave it a 10 because – it was done perfectly for what it was.
Yeah.
But what did I tell you about that, though?
Yeah.
I can't watch it again. I didn't love that film. But technically speaking, it did everything it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Whereas I have more of an emotional connection to this film than I do that one. But the only reason why this one doesn't get a 10 is because, like I said, I felt like I enjoyed the ending, but I felt like there could have been more to it than what I got still.
Yeah.
I thought there were some things missing. So otherwise, it would have got a 10. So,
Nines and an 8.5. That's not bad.
So understand, I gave it a 9. So it's only a point less than Eye in the Sky.
Yeah.
So it's not like a big difference for the most part. But I feel more emotionally connected to this one in that sense.
All right. So
I didn't leave depressed.
that's always a good in a movie. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go to a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to be doing our wrap-up. So see you guys soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, guys. Okay, so we had a lengthy, fun discussion about Midnight Special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is available on DVD for rent. You should check that out with Michael Shannon, Joel Egerton, Kirsten Dunst, Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, I think he did a really great job. You know, after Star Wars, now I'm just starting to notice Adam Driver and, you know, billboards and faces and, you know, streams of water, you know, and reflections. And I got to tell you, he's been consistent, you know, he's been consistently fun to watch on screen. So,
and we can't forget Jaden Lieberther, who plays the kid, or Lieberher, excuse me.
Has he done anything besides this? Is this his breakout role?
I've seen him around before. Oh, yeah. He's in St. Vincent with Bill Murray and Melissa
McCarthy.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. I love that movie.
And Aloha and the...
So this kid, he's got his credentials going. This is...
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he did a great job in this film. Jaden Lieberher, if I'm saying it right. Sounds like it might be
Is it Lieberhart or Lieberher?
Lieberher.
Yeah, well, that sounds good enough for us, right?
Right.
We're not a pronunciation show. We're a movie show.
That's right. So, yeah, he did a great job. So, yeah, he was very believable, very likable. And when you were watching him in this film, you just wanted to protect him yourself, you know. And in one of the opening scenes, you see him, sitting in the back of the car with his flashlight reading a comic book and then asking about Superman. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's an excellent film. Definitely, like I said, so would I give it a 9? Yeah. Yeah, the way it was filmed was, yeah, it's different. It's a different type of movie, definitely. So definitely recommend that. And then 9 Lives, apparently my co-host did not care for that film at all, and that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said. Yeah.
Hmm? 9 Lives is just one of those movies that didn't have to be made.
No, it definitely didn't. Check out Midnight Special on DVD. Just that. That's my ending.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. Like I said, to me, it was a cute little family film, so I didn't mind it. It didn't bother me. So were there, you know, our other family films that came out this year better? Of course, Secret Life of Pets, much better. Finding Dory, Jungle Book, of course, those they kill that film. Sure, they do. But yeah, but as I said before, though, it was the chemistry between Kevin Spacey's character and Melina Weissman, you know, I thought she did a great job playing his daughter. She was very convincing. Yeah, I mean, I felt like they were a real family. So
that's cool. I mean, I nothing about that movie makes me want to watch it again. But I respect your opinion. I like the movie? No, but do I respect you as a person? Yes, I do.
Well, so. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah. And Mariana, what do you think
in terms of Midnight Special?
In terms of both of them, how do you...
Well, so the island contest, I think we already know who wins on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Midnight Special.
For us,
on that
yeah.
one.
But what about you, Keith? Midnight Special, too?
I mean, like I said, Nine Lives was cute.
It was just... I just don't know how better to phrase it. It was one of those movies that didn't need to be made.
I think you phrased it every way possible with that 2.5, I think.
Midnight Special is... It's something new, and it's done very well. If there are any mistakes, they're few and far between, and I had no problem with any of it. I wasn't that confused by the ending because I did go over it a couple times to make sure that I understood what was going on.
Yeah, me neither. The ending wasn't confusing, but I think in the beginning,
for me, it was
a lot to take in.
I'm talking about the exact ending.
Oh, yeah,
the exact ending.
No.
Oh, like the second before credits.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that. Like I said, part of that made sense, but the other part, at the very end, I was like, I don't get it. So, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. It was, could you call it vague in a way? I mean,
yeah. It was very vague. But otherwise, it was a great film. But but you guys know me by now. Like I said, I'm a real stickler about endings of films. I feel like they can make the film or undo the whole film. It didn't undo the film. But it could have for me. It didn't.
Do you think that just because you, despite not understanding it, do you think it was a bad ending or?
It was an okay ending.
Okay.
Which is close to being bad. It was an okay ending. So it wasn't a great ending. It wasn't a good ending. It was just okay. So.
Me, I thought it was good. I liked...
Like I said, if it wasn't for that, it would have gotten a 10 from me.
Yeah. I'm appreciative of the ending. I think it was a nice movie. Like I said, I'm probably going to watch it again this weekend, you know, fitting in with a lot of other stuff like the Get Down on Netflix I got to check out. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on my plate, but even then, I still want to see this. You know, it was...
Oh, definitely.
It was a lot of fun. So I guess that wraps up our show right now.
Well,
right
I would definitely want to say, so next week we will be reviewing Pete's Dragon and Saucer's Party.
I thought you said Peach Dragon the first time you said Pete's that out loud.
Dragon.
Yeah.
And Saucer's Party. So they may not be in the same podcast, but those two films will be reviewed with two other mystery ones that you'll find out about next week. So
we got to keep some surprises here.
Exactly. Keep it fresh for you. So, but that's
being said. Oh, yeah. Go on.
Well, yeah. So if that's the end of the show, I just wanted to say that, you know, we appreciate everyone who listens as always. We had a good time. Hope you did. And you can catch us on GSMCpodcast.com. Brianna, where else can you catch us?
On iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher. And don't forget to like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Golden State Media Concepts.
There it is.
Yeah.
You are?
Mariana.
Jordan.
Keith. And thanks again, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.
See you guys later.